those we have sung this chorus for the main body. Because for this, you are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. You have never failed to fulfill that word, because heaven and earth will pass away. The judge of your word will never pass away or fulfill. Father, we thank you because, O Lord, your goodness filleth never. We bless your name for the service thus far. Since we came here in the morning, Sunday school program, your blessings in the Sunday school teaching. Lord, we thank you very much, O Lord, for the preaching in the morning. Three kinds of believers. O Lord, we thank you very much for the rent you took your servant. We appreciate your grace upon him, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the utterances. Thank you for the inspiration. We thank you for the unction. It has gone forth, O Lord. We know it will never return unto you, void. He watches over your word to perform it. Help us, our Father, that these things, Heavenly Father, that we are hearing day in, day out, each time we gather, Lord, may not stand against any of us, Lord. Thank you very much for the time to rest and to eat the physical food of your people, and those that are able to meditate, and those who are able to pray. Lord, we thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for your song, for the song leader, and the special number that you are rendered. Lord, we appreciate you for your blessings in it all. We pray, O Lord and God, that you bless our brother. Bless the deacons and the trustees and the usher and the apostle of duty and interpreter likewise, O Lord. May the Holy Spirit bend together, Lord. Strengthen them, O Lord. Take absolute control of the tongue, the lips of the interpreter, and the ears of those that are listening in the Yoruba language. All of us together, may you sanctify us, O Lord. May all be partaker of the blessing you have for us this afternoon. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you very much for the pianos, the organs, the guitarists, the band handlers, O Lord our God, the computer operators, the engine operators, our brother in the broadcasting room there. We thank you for your grace upon each and every one of them. More grace we ask from above, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May we all be partakers of the blessing of this afternoon. Thank you, dear Lord. God, help these our young ones. We plead your mercy upon their soul. Oh, Jesus, we pray that you will just reveal these things into their heart, O Lord. Capture their souls in you for your kingdom's sake. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless your servant over there, Bakatari. And he says, wherever they are gathered for the afternoon service of killing this year. Thank you, our Master. Help me, O Lord. Take me as a man out of the way. Let your name be glorified. Your word be magnified, O Lord. For you say, now if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Thank you, our Father. Bring souls under conviction, O Lord. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto you. And restore them back to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Heal the sick and the afflicted. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank God for his healing hand upon me. When we sat for hours upon hours upon hours for the 2 days. So, by the time we trek from the church site to the main road yesterday, sweating for my brethren. So I was waiting now, and I was not feeling fine. I had to sit by the gutter side of the petrol station where we are. I told my brother, I want to sit down for a little while, just to rest myself. But as we got back home now, it was not easy. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, I'm one of the sheep of his fold. I said, Satan, you are already ruled out. I said, because Jesus Christ defeated you on the cross of Calvary. I said, so you have no legal rights over me as a child of God. Then I called my I can't so nice you. Please come and massage me. Last night, massage me before I slept. I did some visual exercise. When we finish family lot, I did so I say, come and massage me again. This afternoon, I'm perfectly sound. I was having terrible pains on my waist. Something was telling me, you are going to be like Samson. I said, I'm not going to be like Samson here today. I said, I'm not Samson here today. I am Iron Babola. By his sight, I was already here. It's as simple as that. And while I was sitting, I was enjoying myself, enjoying the presence of the Almighty God. It's so wonderful. God is still our healer. His work can never fail. Papa said, apply that scripture to yourself. Amen. Because he can never fail now. He doesn't fail his children. I'm whole. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, yes, sir. We are serving the God of reality. Ephesians chapter 1. Just a little time. Where we reach, we'll stop. Let's read from verses 1 to 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Is that not wonderful? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. The Lord bless his word into our heart. Shall we be seated? So welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Young boys, young girls, take heed to the word of the Lord. You have no excuse before the Almighty God. You have had a gate this morning. I pray that the Holy Ghost will let this thing be stamped with the indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ into your soul. Is my prayer. Amen. When you reach the age of 12, a record of you is open before the Lord. God help you, children, both boys and girls, teenagers, youth. God help you. So wherever we stop this evening, wherever we reach, we stop. The title of our sermon, please. 55:0116, afternoon. The believer's position in Christ. I used to say within me that there is no ending to the preaching of any sermon. May God help us. I pray that God will help us this afternoon. Now, it's a teaching that the prophet took verse by verse, that he stopped at verse 5 to preach this sermon unto us. There's another one again, the position of the believer in Christ. And this is the believer's position in Christ. So we want to take it verse by verse as it is here before us. Please, kindly go to paragraph 16. Down the scripture. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Praise the Lord. Now, an apostle, a one apostle means one that is sent, in quote, one that is sent. I've often wondered why the missionary ever wanted to be called a missionary. A missionary is an apostle. The word missionary means one sent. Apostle means one sent. A missionary is an apostle. Many people say there is no more apostles, and the same church send missionaries and say there is no apostles. I don't get it. But apostle is one that is sent, so is the missionary is one that is sent by God. Amen. And Paul, not by desire, not by choice, not by the will of man or his own human desires, but by the will of God, he was an apostle. We need some more like that. Amen. Paul was not sent by man, neither was he called by man. I think in George Church Book, Robert said, the church at Jerusalem didn't send Paul out. It was God that called him. It was God that sent him. Amen. And God vindicated his ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the will of God, he was on his road to Damascus to arrest. Think of it. Was going to arrest the very group that he was sent to be an apostle of. Now, you see how upside down it looks like in the human element that God does things, God helps us. Just the very things that you think that you won't do, that may be the very things you have to do. Amen. When I first saw the full gospel people, and I saw a girl one night get up on the floor when the music was playing, begin dancing up and down the floor, I never danced in my life. Wasn't on the dance floor and didn't believe nothing in dancing. Well, selfishness here, not out loud, but in my heart, I criticized the girl. I said, there is nothing about God about that. In dancing now, just a young Baptist preacher sitting there. And I said, there can be nothing to that. That woman out there on the floor, she's only just making a show. She just wants somebody to see her. May God help us. Hallelujah. You see, when you have written your life, you dance. You know there are two kinds of dances. A dance unto God in victory and a dance of the devil in defeat. What the dance is of the devil. All this all this kind of demonstration, that is not a good dancing. But when you are dancing to the glory of God. And no matter what anybody wants to call you, let them call you. Just be what you are. May God help us. I wouldn't say it loud for nothing. But in my heart, I was thinking it. Some of them said, what do you think of the meeting? I said it was fine, but in my heart, I didn't believe in that. So, you know, one New Year's night, I was sitting in my own tabernacle, and they started playing this song. There's going to be a meeting in the air. What a glorious meeting is going to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know what happened? I did the same thing. So you see why? So, the things that you say you won't do, you may have to do it sometime. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wonder why people can be so free in occasions, maybe in wedding, in a burial, in bad day, whatever social life that you are involved in, then you dance. Then you dance, and you dance and dance and dance. You are lost, you lost yourself. But when it comes to the things of God now, we are so cold and starchy. May God help us. I don't know what's going on in your heart, but people are dancing. But God sees every heart. I know what you are thinking. And the person that is dancing, he knows that he's dancing unto the Lord. And if you are dancing for people to show off yourself, you are only dancing to suit yourself. May God help us. Means that you can dance, but our dancing should be unto the Lord. You had the thank God for the song leader. We are dancing unto the Lord. I don't know how you dance because I was not here. Dancing unto the Lord. Yes, we are dancing. Because what? You got victory in your life. Amen. David did it because he got victory in the Lord. Amen. And when his wife, now the daughter of Saul, despised him in her heart, God sealed her womb. May God help us, church. Let's not incur the wrath of God. Let our heart be pure and clean when we are in the presence of the Almighty God. So you see people dancing. I love dancing, you know. When my daughter went there in 2010, the master of ceremony, I think it was Bola Shola Mesa. He said, Baba, I never see you dancing like this before. I said, yes, I'm dancing unto the Lord. Oh, sure, that's the thing now. So when you see me in my little way now, in my little way, I'm only rejoicing in the Lord because God is good to me. Oh, yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's there for us in the Bible to dance unto the Lord, to sing unto the Lord, to worship the Lord. God bless our soul. I hope you are getting something. Don't despise anybody in your heart. May God help us. They were singing, there's going to be a meeting in the air. And you know what happened? I did the same thing. So you see, okay? So I guess Paul said, you will never get down and get in the dust like some of those other people. And yell and scream and carry on that they were doing. But God showed him he had to do it. Are you learning? Oh, yes. So just sometimes, when you say you won't do anything, just be careful. God may make you do it. Praise the Lord. All right. He was an apostle then by the will of God. Every calling is of the Lord. No man takes this honor to himself. Saint Aaron, and whose rod budded. Are you with me? No man takes this honor to himself. You see, no man can place himself in the ministry. It is God that does the calling. It is God that does the choosing. And no man can even make himself a Christian. Not by your own will. Bible says, as human being, you are all the way of God. There is no desire in a man to be a Christian. But if God has ordained a person to be a Christian, run here, run there, run to Nokoja, run to Kutuweji, you will come back. If God has ordained you to be a Christian. Because why? Baban said, he asked, how many people are Christians here tonight? He said, raise up your people, raise up your hands. He said, yes. He said, you didn't become a Christian the day you gave your life to Christ. He said, if you're a Christian, you have been a Christian before the foundation of the world. That's why we had in the morning, believers were believers before the foundation of the world. We are only manifesting what God ordained us to be from the foundation of the world in this our day. That's why if you are in the time of Moses, if you're a believer today, you are believing the time of Moses. If you are dissenting the word of God today, if you are rebellious, like we are rebellious, Korah, that and Abiram, their company, that's how you have been at that time. Then we are grateful unto the Almighty God. So don't be a rebellious person. That's hard to hear. But that's the truth. May God help us. Let me say this. Bear with me a little. It is good to have influence. Whenever you take wrong influence, we have God's own influence by the Holy Spirit, and we have Satan's influence by the devil. Are you with me? Young boys and girls, students, teenagers, youths, anywhere you go, whatever you see the girls they are doing, whatever you see the people they are doing, if it is not in line with the word of God, don't cooperate. You may not say amen to my sermon, but it is an advice. Let me say this. Young guys, Brother Bram says, if your husband give you a chain to wear, you wear it if you want to wear it. Am I in line? But today, we see influence everywhere. Our married girls today are wearing chains. Don't be influenced by the things of the world. You may look at me as an old man. I'm a child of God. Praise the Lord. We will never, because of anything, lower than the standard of the gospel because of anybody. Praise the Lord. I was somewhere one time I was preaching. I met someone that I knew far back in the 90s. After my preaching, he came to me and said, "Brother," he shook my hand, said, "You have never changed you." I said, "By the grace of God." I can never change by the grace of God. Before I can change, then let God take me away. Praise the Lord. Because this is my life. Hallelujah. You may look at me one kind, it doesn't bother. Amen. Guys, today, look, I've seen it. A 6-7-year-old girl, we are in church. Yeah. I said, wait, what kind of thing is this? I kept quiet. When I mounted the pulpit, then I called it out. They were looking at me strange. I said, it was a wrong influence. I said, it is because of wrong teaching from where you come from. If you mother, you are wearing chain. What does the message say? Is your 6-year-old daughter married? If your husband give you, so your 6-year-old daughter have a husband? The following year, till now, it has been removed from the neck. That is the word of the Lord. May God help us. Are we learning? Oh, yes. Bear with me. If I'm in line of the word of God, you may not like what I'm saying, but God knows. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be careful of wrong influence. It is common today, because if I don't be like them now, they will say, I'm a JJC. I was telling you when I went to Abeokuta the other time, I finished my preaching, 2 guys ran after me. Sir, I want to ask you a question. Is it right, according to the message, to put on a jeans? Before I answer, now the other guy said, we are fellowshipping in Lagos, and they say it's all, and then you are wearing it. To call the pastor, I say, "Pastor, this is the thing." Pastor said, "They have had it." He said, "The problem is with the parents." God help you. And when you know better, and you want to go your own way, it shows you are not yet a Christian. By the will of God, so he says, "Watch, this is not addressed to sinners." Yeah. Unbelievers, this is addressed to saints or sanctified ones. Praise the Lord. Write what he was Sanctify me means be cleaned and set aside for service. Remember, not yet in service. Two Greek words. Sanctified and set aside for service. Not yet in service. Praise the Lord. So, don't claim what you are not. If you know you are not yet being filled with the Holy Spirit, maybe you are sanctified, good. Maybe your dress may be long. That is why today I don't know. You young sister, I think it was mentioned again this morning. Why not try and lower your dresses, no matter whether fat, whether not fat. Fatness has nothing to do with a wearing. It is because you are not yet converted. Bear with me a little. Are you following me? That you cannot sit down, no, you cannot sit down comfortably. I wonder how what you will do in the school. Bear with me, oh. Praise the Lord. You cannot sit down comfortably. Let me tell you this. No brother, no son of God is there to look at part of your body. You may not understand what I'm saying there. Leave me alone. I'm only preaching the word of God. As God is named in my heart, just bear with me. If I'm God, pray for me. Are you there? Clean and set aside for service. Hallelujah. I thank God that this issue of wet lip or no wet lip is dealt with again this morning. You think we keep quiet when we see sin? We will not keep quiet. Praise the Lord. Let me say this. Brother Bam said, when you put on faith, you don't put on faith to meet God. You put on faith to attract man. And that's a sinner. Are you following me? If you young guys like keep on putting on faith, continue. You will hear the sermon, you will hear your last sermon one of these days. You will come to church for the last time one of these days. That's why I said last week, when you put on lips, when you put on wedding or paint or anything, do you pray at all? When you pray, who do you pray to? God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've received letters now. Yes, and I thank God for it. Because the word of God is the word of God. Anytime, any day. Praise the Lord. We are not going to lower down the standard of the gospel because of anybody. Amen. The Old Testament is a compound word. Don't mean only clean, but means set aside for service. See, it is cleansed and set aside for service. The altar sanctified the vessel and he set it aside for service. To the saints, verse 2 now. Yeah, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. See who is he addressing this for? Let me read it again. Let me read it quickly. Now listen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. To the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, this letter is addressed to those, not to the outside world. It is not a sermon. Paul wasn't preaching here to the unsaved. He was preaching it to the saved, the called out, the separated, the set aside, and the faithful to in the call. Praise be to God. Our prophet made us to know in several sermon books. He said, God wants separators. He said, but today we want mixers. God's word calls for total separation from all unbelief. God's word calls for total separation from anything worldly. Hallelujah. But Mom said, immediately after election, then calling. And then after calling, then separation. The church means the called out ones. Call out of the world and of the things of God, and is separated unto Christ. And Christ they know. Is that the word of God? Is my preaching this afternoon strength to you? I'm preaching to God's children anyway. It may be too common to you, but let's speak to the people of God. May God help us. Church means the called out ones, the separated ones. Oh man. Because by yourself, by myself, you have no will, you have no willpower, you have no choice to come to Adam, our father. When he found that he was naked, he went and hid himself with his wife. It was God that was calling for Adam. Jesus said, "You never choose me. I chose you. I might go out and be a light unto the world." Amen. We are saved for a purpose, to be a light to the people of the world, to be a true living witness of the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless us, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He was preaching to the saved, the called out, the separated, the set aside, and the faithful in the call. Glory be to God. See, he was preaching to the saved, the people, the faithful in the call. It is not just human being called. It is a supernatural call. We all know that now. But because people lack revelation, both boys and girls, youth, teenagers, that's why they are not ready to surrender themselves. But a man tells us, he said, look, you know, he said, today we are not ready. We are not ready to suffer for the cause of Christ. May God help us. The way of the cross, that this home is not easy. It means suffering. Suffering for who? Suffering for Christ. And if you deny him, he will not deny himself. Amen. Oh yes, sir. If you deny him, you will not deny himself. If we suffer for him, we are going to reign with him. We must be faithful to our calling as a Christian. Wherever you are, in the school, no matter what name they want to call you, no matter what person you are, you may be facing. Stay with the word of God. Suffer for Christ, and he will repay you. Now, that is who is addressed. Ito, in Jesus. The believer's position is in Christ. And Christ will only meet the believer, can only worship Christ as he is positionally placed in Christ. I don't believe you get it. Let me go another route. Look, no man has no right to worship the Lord outside of being in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you get that? Settle seat. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no old, no young is what? Has right to, outside of being in the body of Christ, to worship the Lord, outside of being in the body of the Lord. Look at that body, capital B. What is the body of the Lord? Believers. Believers got the revelation of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Oh, the pains he passed through in the Garden of Gethsemane. The pain he went through when he was giving that 39 lashes. The pain he went through when he was on the cross. Crying, my God, why art thou forsaking me? Oh, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Can you imagine? Let me tell you, this after the problem said, Jesus prayed for his persecutors. He prayed for his enemies because they didn't know what they were doing. Oh, they misunderstand our Lord Jesus. They laid it on the cross of Calvary because of you, because of me. And they made mockery of him. Try. He saved others. He said he could not save. If he had saved himself, he could have come down from the cross. But the scripture must be fulfilled. He was here. He came for a purpose to fulfill the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. To fulfill the scriptures for you and for me. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom is of this earth, I will have commanded my angels, the whole picture will be changed. And that's why God made us to ascend. They gave him the best compliment that can be given. He saved others. He said he could not save. If he has saved himself, then we are all lost. And where are those people today? In hell. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the only way you can worship the Lord correctly, acceptably, is when you come to the body of Christ. Believers, people that repented thoroughly or corrected of their sin, being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin, and being sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. By one Holy Spirit, we all are all baptized into one body. Praise the Lord. That is why the body of the Lord is not divided. Amen. Did you know that? If we have time to think, to go back and pick up the laws on that, it will be beautifully. He who is addressing it to is addressing it to the believer in Christ. Last evening, I was speaking the blood, how that God came into the womb of the virgin, and the Creator himself, Creator making himself a blood cell, and from blood cell begin to press beyond cell, and through that breaking of the blood cell, spray, broke the cell between, rip the veil, rather, they cut him off. And now can bring the believer into fellowship with him only through the blood. They had no right to worship who has not come through the blood. Look in the Old Testament, back there, when they had a tabernacle, and in the tabernacle, no man had a right to worship unless he came to the tabernacle. It was a place where the blood was offered. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. In the Old Testament, Aaron, the high priest, laid his hand upon the animal that was brought for the sin of the people, confessed their sin upon it, and slew it, and then brought the blood to Moses. Then Moses had to sprinkle and just everything at the altar. He made them to know, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I made this for an atonement for your sin. And that's why the blood of the animal could not take away the sin of man. It was only pointing to one perfect object example, which is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Are you there? Oh man, may God help us. It was a place where the blood was offered. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And that's why Apostle Paul now has to make mention of this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Almost every vessel in the temple was washed by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Remember, he could not remit their sin there. Now the blood of Jesus Christ came. And Jesus Christ came, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Praise be to God. But the children of Israel came to the temple, a place that was designated by God for all believers to gather together in one fellowship. See, they were all together, every tribe. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, publicans, all together, gathered in one place of fellowship. How beautiful, because there why the lamb was killed, the blood was put upon the brazen altar, and the bodies burned. That was the body of the animal now, and the smoke went up, and all under that smoke, which was the sweet smelling savour into his nostrils, as it led the place, all under the blood, had the right to worship. What did this speak of? The Lord Jesus Christ. For God then came to his temple in a pillar of fire. When the temple was made a worship place for all Israel to come together, the pillar of fire came in over the great 70-foot wings of the angels, went back over along the angels on the wall, went back to the mercy seat, where the two great 40-foot brass cherubims set their wings, pitched to one another, and said, God coming to his temple to be worshipped from that temple, where the blood outside made an atonement. Then, when Christ came on the earth, when he was baptized in Jordan, as the washing of the lamb, as the brazen laver, notice, then John bear record, seeing the Spirit of God like a dove coming from above, and it settled on him, and it went into him, God coming to his temple now. Praise God. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. That was his temple. Then that body for sin, that body for our sin was torn apart. His flesh ripped in two. The blood vessels was broken. And there now, as the Spirit come from his body, then hope you see. Look, all believers that come through the blood into the body of Jesus Christ worship God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In line, they are positionally placed in Christ. You see it? To them that are in Christ, faithful, called, chosen in Christ. That is who Paul is addressing this letter to. Aren't you happy today you are in Christ? How do we get in? Wish we had time for it. About 6 minutes, 6 more minutes. Look, how do we get into Christ? By one Spirit. Not even one fellowship. No, sir. The first thing comes first. By one church? No. By one letter? No. By one creed? No. But by one Spirit, we all are baptized into one body. Not by water, not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit saith the Lord. But my Spirit saith the Lord. One Spirit, we are baptized, what? By the Spirit. Where does the Spirit live? Where does the Spirit say? Where is life? The life is in the blood, coming through the blood of Christ. First, becoming a believer. Outside of Christ, without God, without hope, in the world condemned to die, then God by grace elects us, calls us to Christ. We hear him inside the blood cell, calling to us life. You get it? And we come there, confess our sins, and are baptized for the remission of our sins. Then, taking through the blood, we come through the spray of blood. Then, by the Holy Spirit, are baptized inside this blood cell. And we have fellowship one with another. While the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh, my. There you are. That is what we need. Positionally come to first to Christ through the blood, the shed blood. Then positionally we are seated in Christ. Notice this now, the next verse. First, before we leave it, notice all the Old Testament a shadow of the new. No believer had a right to offer sacrifice of worship outside the temple. In the temple is where the blood was. God forbid it. He said, don't do it. Come to the temple to fellowship. We have no right to go outside and start creeds and denominations break people and separate them. That is not the mind of Christ. The spirit of Christ is one. We are all one body, we are one in hope and doctrine, one in word, in charity. Praise the Lord. A Holy Ghost filled person cannot go about breaking churches, going about spoiling the minister and killing their reputation before their church members. That is ungodly spirit. That is not the spirit of the Almighty God. Praise be to God. The spirit of Christ in a man will not go about breaking local assemblies, breaking brotherhood. No, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The spirit of Christ in a man will not do it. Are you there with me? Oh, yes, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, whatever gift any man has, he brings the body of Christ together. It's not to cause disfellowship. It's not to cause hatred. It's not to cause malice. It's not to cause enmity. It's not to cause strife. It's not to cause jealousy. It doesn't bring grudges. I'm repeating, the Holy Spirit in a man doesn't bring grudges. Or does he have grudges against one another? Are you following me? Please, for Christ's sake, let me tell you, I don't need to even say this. Because what? If you truly have the Holy Spirit of God in you, you will not hate your brother. You will not hate your sister. Oh, goodness. If something is coming to your heart, and you know it is contrary to the word of God, and to the perfect interpretation of the Bible today, which is the message of Yahweh, I beg in the name of the Lord, quickly discard it. And apply the blood of Jesus Christ into your heart, because we are in a battlefield. And the battle is raging. Every day, every moment, every minute, the battle is raging. You don't know. May God have mercy on us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yeah. We are supposed to come together. We are supposed to come into one glorious fellowship by the washing of the water, by the walk into the body of Christ through the blood, and we become blood-bought children of God. Then I have no right to say, because you are a Methodist, you are not my brother. And you are Baptist, you are not my brother. Or you are Pentecostal, you are not my brother. I don't know. May God help us. Church, be careful of whatever you hear from outside. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Be careful of whatever you hear from outside. God bless your soul. There was a godly advice the pastor gave in the year 2013. That's 12 years ago. By this coming July, 12 years exactly, when the people separated themselves from us, he admonished and warned that never you hate anybody in your heart. He said, that is simple, godly advice from a godly shepherd. Because he wouldn't want you to create an enemy in your heart against any man. Are you following me? Rather, what do? You pray for one another. But if anything is wrong, contrary to the word of God, we shatter it to pieces. Are you following me? So, anything you hear from outside, be careful. You see, when people break brotherhood, they go about, they are killing the influence of that assembly, killing the influence of the pastor, killing the influence of the ministers. May that not be your portion. And may you not be part, may I not be part of that. May God help us. That's why whatever you hear from outside, you must verify. You must make sure that you know the thing that you have heard is true. Praise the Lord. Before you jump to conclusion, you have been made partakers of one fellowship. After we come through the blood, then we sit together in what kind of place? In what kind of places? Heavenly places. How? In Christ Jesus. Heavenly places. Heavenly places. But the Bible said, when you are seated in heavenly places, there is no malice. There is no grudges. There is no hatred. Hallelujah. Let's say the name of the Lord. There is no enmity. There is no strife. Sitting together in heavenly places. Oh, we believe one another. We speak the truth to one another. You may say, how can you say you sit in heavenly places in righteousness and you are still cheating? If you don't believe that, maybe I'll come and read to you next time. If you say you are sitting in heavenly places like Jesus, how can you cheat? How can you lie? May God help us. That's why believers, Christians, who is a Christian, Holy Ghost, free man, woman. That's why Christians pray for even their enemies. Glory to God. Christians doesn't cause. Christians doesn't bear malice against even their neighbor. That's why the Bible warns you and me. If you have ought anything against anybody, whether sinner or saint, you are liable to have fire. But people that are seated in heavenly places, like Jesus, they are no more the people of the world, though they are still of the world, but though they are still in this world, but they are not part of the things of the world because they are completely changed from inside out. May God help us, church. Bear with me in my little way. Hallelujah. When you are outside of Christ, you don't understand the heavenly, you don't understand the heavenly place. When you are out there, you look and say, oh, that bunch of fanatics, they don't know what they are speaking about. The reason you don't know, because you never have been a partaker of the fellowship of his suffering. Are you there? So if you are here and your spirit is always representing the word of living God, it's because you are not yet being partaker of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ and being baptized into the Holy Ghost and being in his body. May God help us. That's why you can think anything you want to think. You can discern. You have no discernment of the writings of the word of God at all. And when the word of God rebuke you on anything, you squeeze your face. God be merciful to you, brother. God be merciful to you, sister. Praise the Lord. That's why, please, for Christ's sake, if you have anything against somebody, go to your brother, go to your sister, say to lead. Look, it doesn't take anything from you. So just go to your brother or go to your sister. Because that is the teaching, that is the mind of Christ being made known unto us. This is just being told to those that are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. By what? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost into that one body. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, you've never laid your hands upon his blessed sacred head and felt the pains of Calvary for your sins. Oh God. You never knew what that was, fellow friend. May God help us. That's why relationship between husband and wife, relationship between wife and husband must be cordial. Why? You should respect your husband. You should know that he's your head. Brother said, he's not only your husband, he's your head. You are his body. You cannot control your head. Jesus is our head. We are his body. You cannot control Jesus. Jesus is the one that controls us by the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Oh, yes, sir. May God help us. Let's have the name of the Lord. Then if you think you can rule over your husband, then you have a Roman Catholic spirit. You have what? Not everybody says, you have what? You have a Roman Catholic spirit. You don't know what it means. Till you once climb up, till you once climb to Calvary and see what a price was paid for you. Oh, the agony of the nail scars. The agony of the spear that was pierced, that pierces his side. You have not known it. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then when you realize what it is all about, God, through grace, takes you through the bloodstream into his own fellowship with his beloved Son, Christ Jesus. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how wonderful. I tell you, that makes me just feel so good to know that we have been privileged to do this. Come into his wonderful fellowship, into Christ. Hallelujah. Our time is up. May God bless our soul. Did you get something? God bless you. Yoruba, listen, did you get something? God bless you. Just to be baptized into that one body by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then you have correct, true fellowship that is acceptable before the Almighty God. May God help us, church. Don't forget, you have no right to worship God correctly, acceptably, until you come into the body of Christ, which are the believers by one Holy Spirit. We all are baptized into the body of Christ. Let's bow our heads. Believer's position in Christ. Call it what you call it. Admonition, exhortation, preaching. But remember, students, young boys and girls, we believe in this assembly. While you are meditating, while you are praying, we believe in this assembly, the message of the hour that says the divine instruction of the Holy Ghost through his messenger to you and me today, that express your thought to your pastor. Remember, a pastor is not sent to pastor a goat. A pastor is sent to pastor sheep. And God has likened his own children. God has likened us to sheep. Are you a sheep of God? When something is going on somewhere, when there's a program somewhere, you boys and girls, you wouldn't tell the pastor. You wouldn't tell his associate. You want to do things on your own. You are out of the will of the Almighty God. Ontoju eba, ontoju enwa, oloju emari. But be careful. But if you truly, you know what you are doing, and you claim to believe the message of the hour, you don't allow anything to lead you contrary to the word of the living God. We are talking about the position of the believer in Christ, or the believer's position in Christ. If you are truly a believer, oh goodness me, you will follow every divine instruction in toto, because that is the mind of Christ being made known unto you and me in these present moments of time. There are all kinds of internet program, this one, being introduced to the youth and things like that, which is contrary to the word of the living God. And then you will go into those kind of, something in the Facebook and all kinds of things, and you not tell your pastor before you go into it. Pastor, what does this mean? Associate, what does this mean? You won't do it. You just get yourself into that one. And then whatever they are doing, they are, oh, merciful God. We have things in this last minister's meeting. I pray that the Holy Ghost will move on any of the ministers or the associate pastor himself to tell us few things that are happening among the youth today. All kinds of rubbish that is causing rebellion, disrespect to the minister, to the shepherd in the church. How do you think you can receive the Holy Ghost in that condition? And then tomorrow you want to get married without the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul. Then when you get the Holy Ghost, when you get married now, you think that is what is going to solve your problem, then you are in trouble all the time. Feel sick, quarreling, hell on earth, instead of it to be heaven on earth in your home, in your life, in your soul. between husband and wife. You become hell on earth. You look down your minister, look down your pastor. He's talking his own. They are talking their own. May God help you. But remember, Paul was addressing the saints, the faithful in Christ Jesus, who stay true, faithful to the call of God in their life. Saints that are filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't need to say more. Let's just copy against that to me. I call on the associate pastor to come and take over. God bless you.
Blessed be the fountain of love, see our of sinners revealed. Oh, blessed be the dear Son of God, only by His side we are. From his foe, oh, bring into my heart in a woe. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than, yes, whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Oh, whiter than the snow. Oh, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than. Father, I have wandered from thee. Oh, Father, I have wandered from thee. Yes, often as my heart gone astray. Hallelujah, crimson do my sin seem to me. And what I can not wash them away. Oh, Jesus, to the fountain of them. Yes, leaning on thy promise I go. Oh, cleanse me by thy washing divine. Whiter than the snow. Go on. Whiter than the snow. Oh, whiter than the snow. Hallelujah. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb.
While we bow our heads, we have not passed this way before, as God told the children of Israel. Say, I send my angel before you, beware of him. Don't offend him, because he will not pardon your transgressions. We be pillar of fire by night and cloud by day to lead you in the way. As many as rebel to the pillar of fire, they perish in the wilderness. We are in another wilderness journey. For anyone to be able to make this journey and make it to the end, he's got to soberly reverently, humbly follow the instructions of the pillar of fire. If there be anyone that would like to remember the prayer, just lift up your hand as we bring this service to a close. Gracious eternal Father, we are grateful to you for the privilege again to assemble, Lord, at your feet for this last service of the day. Lord, the scriptures was read, and Lord, your servant following the message in the believer's position in Christ, Lord, to the point where the time will suffice. Your prophet said this message is being addressed to believers because it's their position where they ought to be that the word of God is talking about. Gracious eternal Father, this much that we have had, the Holy Spirit is sufficient to place it in the heart of those who are predestinated to it. Because your prophet said that for a medicine to take effect in the body of a patient, he or she has to be predestinated to that medicine. Lord, this single medicine that is for the healing of our soul and that of our body is what you have given us for this life journey. And as many as are predestinated to this God-given medicine, which is your word, it will take effect, and it will have effect. We present every one of us before the throne of mercy this evening. Those that have their hands up with a request behind it, and everyone within the hearing of this voice, we ask that you be gracious unto us and be merciful unto us. There is God's way, and there is man's way. And God will never forsake his way to come to man's way. We have to forsake our way to come to your own way. We pray you will help everybody, Lord. Help us to come to that realization. May none of us be anointed with a wrong spirit. Help us to humbly follow this message with the right spirit. Be gracious, Heavenly Father. Beyond the ability of man, may you bury this message deep in our hearts. As we leave the audience, may the message follow us. May it fill our thoughts. May it fill our meditation. May it reflect in our actions. May it reflect in our reactions. Anything we will be involved in or we will do or say that will bring reproach to your name or the gospel, may we never be found in it, O God. Deliver us from all evil. Have your way, Heavenly Father. We are grateful unto you for this portion of your word. May you have your blessings upon us. Bless your servant you have used. Grant unto him divine strength, grace, and Lord, more of you in the work of the ministry. Dear Jesus, we pray that every need and request that your children have this evening, may you supply, dear Father. May we never be forgetful here. May your angel follow us to our neighborhood. May it confirm the blessings of the day unto us, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. We want to ask, as we start another week, your grace has made it possible for us to sit before you and to learn of you today. May throughout this week, may we see the reflection of your word and the reflection of your spirit in all that we do, everywhere that we go, in all our actions, in all our reactions, in our going out and in our coming in, may we see the reflection of your word and spirit. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Watch over travelers, O God. Wherever your children are, may the pillar of fire be there to confirm your presence with them. Grant success unto your children. Bless our handiworks, Lord. Lord, we pray that you rebuild the violence for the sake of your children. Thank you, eternal Father. May the sick be well, Lord. May the weak be strong, dear Father. Bless the services of this week, O God. And Lord, may they draw us closer unto you. Help us to plan our time. Bless our prayer times. Bless our time of meditation. All that we do, may your spirit inspire it. We are trusting you for more testimonies of your goodness and mercy in our lives as individuals, in our families, and in the local assembly. May you grant the same unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Eternal Father. If we are still here by Wednesday and we come together, we pray that you will come again and bless our gathering. Thank you, Eternal Father. Bring your servant that went to Bagalari back home safely, and the blessings of the day, may you watch over the same in the life of the people there. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition. As you go home, may you guide all of us home. May you protect us, O Father. Lord, those who are going to short distance and those that are going to very far distance, may the angel of the Lord guide them home. Thank you, blessed Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. We are happy to be in church and do believe that we have been blessed today. And may the blessing of the Lord be permanent in our lives to the glory of His name. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Don't forget the announcement that this Thursday, yes, 27th, is the funeral service of Sister Tony Obi in Lagos, Oworo, and the wife of their deacon, I believe is the head deacon, and also the announcement we gave on the funeral arrangement of the husband of Sister Grace is going to be next week, part of Friday next week. So before then, whatever, just pass such to the deacon so that we'll jointly send it to our sister as our widow's mind from this end. May we never have to pay each other in the same coin. God bless you. 34, as we dismiss, Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. When I see the blood, before we leave, what it is in my hand? This is the Bible, the Word of God. And it has happened several times and times without number in this local assembly that things will take place, the minister will not hear one word of it, preaching will go along that line. So if you come to church, if the preaching passes your way, and you put it in that somebody has told somebody, you may be 100% wrong. That might be Jehovah directly talking to you, as you will find an angel physically talking to you like this one. You despise it, the consequence might be severe. May God be gracious unto us. Keep us of sin, and Jesus will save.
Lord.